Saturday, August 26th, Sunday, August 27th, TRP weekend, live show starring Mona, after party, Mona, the whole Don't Call Me White Girl crew was popping out with us at Reserve. Make sure y'all are there for that. And then Sunday, we got TRP Nation Brunch. Tickets are starting to actually pick up for that. So shout out to everybody that got y'all tickets already. Go to officialtrpe.com. Grab your tickets to everything. We want to see y'all in attendance in the building, man. Shout out to 14th and Margaret for sponsoring the whole situation and empowering us to do what we do. If you're not on Patreon, get on Patreon right now. 7-day free trial on the VIP tier, patreon.com/officialtrp.
What it do, baby? We back, man. It's the realest podcast ever. I'm your host, C. Diddy.
Y'all know who the fuck I am. There's no nothing here.
It's throwing me off. It's throwing me off, man. We got a little bit of a...
Then do I even have to sit? I go over there.
Go in the kitchen. Make a grilled cheese.
I'm going to warm my pizza.
Yeah, it's like a whole new world. So we chill out.
Yeah.
All right, cool. How about now?
Yeah, it's good.
Good? All right, cool. So this is like a whole new world here. We're recording with the wireless lavalier mics, man. Dan got this whole thing jerry-rigged to where it's like, you know, he said it's working. I'm gonna take his word for it that it's working.
Ain't no telling.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna let us know. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Jules gonna be the first one listening to the show about midnight, 12:03. What the fuck is going on with the sound?
Like... Yeah, we are back, man. To you know, once again, the realest podcast Lord. Ever. A lot of different hot topics, man. Before we get into these topics and stuff, we got an event coming up. We got about 2 weeks left before said event. And we'd like y'all to be there. So with that being said, go to officialtrpe.com.
We need y'all to be there.
Yeah, we need y'all in the test.
Let's just be frank.
Yeah, let's keep it a buck. All you right? know what I'm saying?
We need y'all to be there. I'm telling Pico, listen, man. All right, 29th. I got you.
Maybe the 30th.
Maybe the
30th. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here working on some things.
Somewhere in that 29th, 4th area, you know what I'm saying? We'd be
that
like,
little spread.
Yeah. You got a weekend. A
little 6-day window. You know? You know what I'm saying? We need y'all to be in attendance. So with that being said, go to officialtrpe.com. Get y'all tickets, man. We got a live show with Don't Call Me White Girl. We got an after party at Reserve Lounge celebrating our network, signing it in Sunday.
The after party at Reserve is turning into
a thing. Yeah, it's turning into
sections
a thing.
Sections ago. If you want a section, reach out. I've been asked about it. And the sections are actually flying now a little bit. There are a couple left. We got our section. That's all I care about.
We got our section. Some friends of a political person, I don't know if they want us to put it out there. They got their section. Let's Keep It 100 podcast. They got their section. Shout out RB and Mark.
Speaking of the political, are we still doing political shit earlier that day?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
100%. I got a briefing the other day,
and I got a PDF
flyer.
You fill me in.
Hey man, that shit is like.
What do you mean you got a PDF flyer?
Yeah, they sent me a flyer, not of us, but it's just of the day. Like, we doing this. Y'all want to throw this up? Throw it up. But if you don't, then you know,
the
chill regular. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No. Yeah. So there's a food truck festival going on. I promised them that I would talk about it on the show. Food Truck Festival going on Saturday, August 26th during the daytime, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then that'll lead you right into the live show. You like how I did that segmentation. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like how I swung that over there. Yeah. You know what I mean? But the Food Truck Festival put together by Councilman Curtis Jones Jr., Catherine Gilmore Richardson, and State Rep Morgan B. Cephas. It's going to be food, live entertainment, kids' zone, car show, fast lane boxing, craft tables. That's going to be on 54th Street between Arlington and Montgomery Avenue on 54th.
Okay.
So we'll be out there. We'll be getting honored by the city for that day for our Live It Legend initiative that we actually helped write the legislation on and come up with and awarded it to all the different podcasters in the area. Shout out to everybody that was honored. Mona was an honoree. Tom Flies was an honoree. And they're both going to be at the live show on August 26th. So make sure y'all pull up for that. Grab y'all tickets once again. And if you're not on Patreon, get on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/officialtrpe. You get 7 days free on Patreon with the VIP, Ultra VIP tier subscription. And you know, you can go back and listen to potentially 300 shows, you know, in 7 days. That's on you. You could delete the Patreon, but on that 8th day, I got your ass. So, you know.
I honestly thought we were mentioned in the
video. No. Yeah, it's just, I just told you, general.
Like, I don't.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
All right.
No.
I did notice that you said Morgan B. Cephas.
Well, hey, man, she's switching it up. You know what
I've
I'm saying?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, this is a new one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What's the B for? Bartholomew or something crazy.
Boss bitch.
She gonna hate that.
Boss babe.
Ew. Motherfucking Morgan B. Morgan. Yeah, I know it's something crazy. Boss, but Malice.
Basmati rice.
Yeah. Basmati rice. Hey, man. Oh, Lord. But yeah, man. August 26th.
I'm just sitting here quiet.
Because I know I'm going to get the text. That's the fucked up part. I'm going to get the
text. What was so funny?
What was that even like? And hey, listen, Chad.
Do your thing. I got to grab my glasses. I can move around. I feel like Pinocchio right now. There's no strings on me. Yeah. Like, I can just go wherever I want. You know what I'm saying?
And you keep talking.
And I can keep talking. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still picking up when I'm putting down.
Oh, yeah. You can. Damn, look.
Yeah.
I'm about to run down the
block. So I told the bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I'm down at the vending machine. Yeah, so I was with the bitch down the
So I tells the bitch, you
that's
know, either you gonna kick in or kick out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you how this thing go down. You picking up what I'm putting down, goddammit?
What do you say on Dolomite? Man, you can hit the streets or the sheets. You know what I'm saying? Nah, yeah, that's funny as shit. But yeah, man, officialtrp.com. Get your tickets, man.
We need y'all in attendance.
Yeah, we got the
need all the little Hulkamaniacs in attendance.
Excuse me. We got the live show. We got the goddamn party that night and then the brunch the next day. Should be fun, man. Should be interesting.
Yeah, I was with Dev Tate last night at With the Fork. Shout out to With the Fork. None of the owners was there, but I was. Mm-hmm. I was with Dev Tate last night. He said he bought two tickets. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be in attendance if anybody, ladies, is looking for him or niggas that want to knock him upside the head. He'll be there on August 26th. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Just lines you up real fast. You know what I mean? You're welcome for the free promo. shout out Tate Painting.
That's how I'm about to start promoting this goddamn event. Hey, any niggas you want to show up?
They gonna be there. They already told me they bought tickets. They sent me the confirmation code. He gonna be in row 4.
Any hoes you hoes been looking to argue with, they gonna be there. Pull up and argue, goddamn it.
Let's you know, niggas me. Love mess. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You niggas gonna knock his head off.
Shout out to my brother Dev Tate Payton. Shout out to my brother Kabir, Burgess Brothers. Man. Burgess Brothers Incorporated. He gave us a great idea for a segment. We haven't rolled it out yet, but the realest post of the week. So we combed through social media and found what we deemed to be the realest post of the week and talk about it. I said, damn, that's a great idea. He said, all right, bet. So now that you like it, I need a free sponsorship. I trade you the intellectual property for the sponsorship. Like niggas be bartering out here. You know what I'm saying? The barter system still in play. Well, I got 4 more ideas that I'll gladly trade for some more sponsorship.
Yo, that's funny as shit, man. Oh, man. I want to start on a different note because I know what we doing. We got the boat dock ride that we never. That shit happened like immediately after we left. We got Tory going away for it. We got a lot of shit. Can I start with my y'all weird of the week?
Oh man, I love it, Matt Iso from the Key.
Yo man, listen man.
First 7 minutes.
Are you up on this Jamaican raft shit?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I just want to go on record and say I started the conversation on the Jamaican raft shit about a month and a half ago. And people was retweeting me acting like I was just making this shit up. And I think my tweet went something along the lines of, paying money to go on vacation and have a homeless man rub mud on you in the swamp is a crazy flex. Something to that effect.
I've been saying it for years. Like, you know, remember Jay was like, it's hard to turn a good girl bad. But once the good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. And I've been saying that, like, once you see that Crisco all over their thighs down in that murky ass water, it's just like, this bitch ain't normal no more. Like, why would you even want that person in your house? It's just like, yo, y'all live your whole lives as women. Which I respect.
Yeah.
Y'all live y'all lives with the attitude of, don't touch me. I don't know you. Don't you put your hands on me.
Man, they,
don't touch my hair. don't touch me.
Yeah.
Which is great. But what the fuck is it about that swampy ass Jamaican river that y'all get down there and then the next thing you know, these Jamaicans is all but fisting you.
Rubbing lard on your ass.
Rubbing shortening on your lower half. What the fuck is it that all your inhibitions just go completely out the window, yo?
Pay my $65. This nigga gonna treat me good. I'm gonna get a happy ending. All kind of shit.
And you know what's crazy? I asked Lee, I'm like, would you ever do that? She was like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Like, remember Hoodlum? Did you touch my family? Fuck no. Like, I said, fuck no. Like, fuck no. Because why the fuck or like the whole, and it's all trendy. It's all tied to just the trendy. This is the, because I said it yesterday. I remember family members and shit going to Jamaica. No one, I don't remember my aunt Doris.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't.
Going to Jamaica was like a prestigious thing back then.
Like, my aunt Katie and them went to Jamaica. I would have died if I'd have saw my aunt Katie in a thong.
Getting rubbed down on black people's meat.
Yo, rubbing fucking Miracle Whip on her ass.
No, that's a chocolate Miracle Whip right there. You know what I'm saying? Good for your skin, antioxidants.
And that's the crazy part. No chocolate. One can give you the benefits to this.
No.
I ain't heard no one be like, yeah, it helps with inflammation.
Or arthritis. No, because I had the gout. You know what I'm saying? Four of the massages got rid of the gout. Yeah, holistic.
Yeah. Holistic.
Rastafari healing from the earth. It's like we come out the earth, you know what I'm saying? Them nutrients come out the swamp water.
Don't nobody tell you about how joint stiffness, none of that shit went out the window.
How it helped the osteoporosis.
None of that shit. None of it. It's all just tied to trendiness. So over the weekend, a video that, ironically, I'm not even on Twitter.
Video found
me. Motherfucker sent it to, because I, you know, motherfuckers always see me jokes about this shit. My homie like, bro, this the shit you be talking about? I'm seeing, I'm just like, hey, yo.
And I seen Cuddy Rank's raw dick rubbing up against that cat.
I'm on that
sweet hairy cat on a river raft made out of bamboo, about the raw diggity in the swamp.
He said, what does a hoe need a pin for? Because she's a funky little down dirty, right? Like, dog. There's a video where a woman is on the raft, laid back. I don't know if she's on ecstasy or oxtail gravy. I don't know what.
A Xanax.
Who knows what the fuck is going on?
A Xanax with stewed chicken gravy.
But the river slave is like, he.
The river slave
is, he got meat out.
Yeah.
Meat out.
Yo, real quick, them niggas definitely like they got sold into indentured servitude.
Oh,
it was like they beat up a kid when they was like 26 and they was like, we sell you to the swamp service. Man.
Meat out.
That shit is like getting sent to Night's Watch on Game of Thrones.
Yo, man. He is meat out in the river, wading in the water, meat out. And he is
boat just a rocking
his hardest to jam his dick into this little cock. And he I don't know if she was dry, but he like smacked it in the water. Like, lube. Get
some of that earth water on there. Job bless me. Give me heart.
Earth water. And the video.
Me not know if this dick gonna get hot again.
No, I don't know if it's her friend recording or his friend recording.
That's a sick recording.
It's a sick recording. And he pans the video to her face and she's like, get a bag.
Get a bag or something.
And my initial thought was, oh, she want a bag to cover her face.
No.
Nah, apparently this is like what go on with this shit.
Yeah, put a bag on that cat.
Bag on. Yeah, because you know, Jamaica, we barely got enough rice. You know, we barely got enough for the curry.
Man, I told people, I said, yo, outside of the resorts, Jamaica's a third world country. It is what it is. Yeah, like.
And it's funny, because even when I was asking Lee, like, would you ever do? She's like, fuck no. And I'm like, yeah, like, if I saw pictures of her doing that shit, you might as well just stay in. There's only 17 cents a year to live. You might as well just stay there.
Yeah, my girl ain't even Muslim. They gonna have to give her last rites if I see her in one of them viral videos.
Why are you in that fucking water in that raft?
Getting real kinky.
But to see the bull really like trying to get it in there, and you just like, yeah, whatever, just put a bag on it. He like, ain't no bag inside. Lay back. Shut your mouth. Like, to see that is like, yo,
only bag gonna be the one you gotta get the plan B put in at the CVS. The only bag me have.
Yo, it's just like, and I get it. I saw people again. Weird, because you see the tweet and you see the comments. I told you, I look at comments, I don't look at posts. You see people like, oh, come on, we all got a pass. Who is we to judge? And the bull was like, nigga, I wish I was in the same city as you. I'll knock you the fuck out. That's their response to him.
It's moments like this that show we have too much empathy and we have we give people too much benefit of the doubt. Some shit is just scumbucket shit and we just need to call it what it is. Because if society doesn't have a baseline of operation of like a line of morality and we can't differentiate what's at above or below the fucking line, then society goes into the fucking shitter. It creates complete dysfunction if we can't call out bullshit when we see it.
And yes, we all do have pets. The problem is, if you decide to go wade in the water with the Jamaican rebels who are fucking rafting in their off time,
right,
raise money for, you know, the infantry, whatever. Why is it being filmed and then finding its way to social media? It's just like, yo, there's just, none of this is right. There's nothing in this that's right. Main man straight slapped that shit in the water. That'll get it. Like, yo, this is a nasty ass situation. It's like, what? I was perplexed by that.
And shit. I'm sure this is somebody's girl or somebody's cousin, somebody's sister, somebody's mom. And it's like, ma'am, are you this down bad?
Are you that down bad?
Cause I know a nigga out in front of the motherfucking AutoZone right now that'll give you some dick.
Yeah.
He'll at least put a condom on.
Yeah, he might even wash up.
He can even take the groceries out, you know what I'm saying? The garbage out when he's done. This doesn't make no sense. This is the craziest video I ever seen.
Like getting drilled in the swamp is a wild, like, that's some shit I damn sure didn't think that was popping yesterday.
Yeah, no.
Like, I didn't expect that, because I went to Harp and Crown, had some good dinner. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting that.
That shit, I got woken up to that message, to that, like, yo, they going crazy in Jamaica. They like, yeah, the passport bros and hit him with an Uno reverse.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
I wasn't expecting that, John. That was a bizarre situation. And my homie was like, yo, it's crazy, because, like, You were saying it for a while, like how that rap shit then become like a part of culture. And I'm just like, yeah, and I don't remember it from years ago.
Yeah, it's all kinky dysfunction.
Like, I don't know, man.
Like when women, here's the harsh reality, right? Harsh realities with Chad and TRP. An average woman can pull a far above average man with consistency. Like, it's plenty of fives and sixes with niggas that's quote-unquote eights, nines, and tens in their fucking DM right now, offering to spend their money on them, fly them out, whatever the case may be. Whether it be her sex appeal is off the charts, she got some titties, she got a fat ass. Yeah,
if the bitch just listens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you ever come across a bitch that listens?
Yeah.
Like, you might want to move on in it.
Yeah, like, for sure. Seriously. Like, she's cooperative. Whatever it is, men like women for a myriad of different reasons. So when we've reached the point where our young women, when I say young, I mean like 20 to 40, are paying for happy endings and shit like that.
Yeah.
We are at an apex of the destruction of fucking society. Because it doesn't make no sense. Considering the amount of sex that women turn down on an average day from various niggas. Niggas that's unworthy to fucking royal princes from Saudi Arabia, they're turning these niggas down left and right, and then you gonna go pay $65 for Shabba Ranks cousin, other cousin, who album never came out in the United States, to have sex with you on a raft made out of bamboo?
Yeah.
This
is anything. Yeah, Matt voice. Like, this is anything. Jesus Christ, yo. And that's the part that blew my mind. It's like, didn't you have to pay for the raft ride?
Yeah, you had to pay to get here. I can't wait to get on that raft. I'm gonna be rafting like a motherfucker. They ain't never seen a raft rider like me.
Yeah, man. That's just dirty. It's trashy. It's just, and then, you know, again, like I said, it's funny because I saw a girl. She does like dance shows.
Yeah.
Like male exotic dance shows. And she
had she's a real freak.
Yeah, and she had a post the other day where she was going off about the fact that, like, she don't get the support or whatever, whatever. And women is in the comments like, sis, we supported you when you were selling food. We don't want dick.
We're going to pass on the dick sickles.
Let us know when you do that banana
pudding. We roll out those sweet potato cheesecakes again. Yeah, that was fire. We was fucking with that.
But it's funny because speaking to women, a lot of women who are like sensible, they don't even like male dancer shows.
Yeah.
Because it's like, ew.
All a male dancer show is a nigga going fucking start out with a fireman outfit on. And then 3 seconds later, it's going to be dick out. He's sticking it in everybody's martini, trying to get them to suck martini off his piece. That's what a male strip show is. No respectable woman is going to an all-male review. That's a sick bitch. What you think about that lemon drop on that dick? Yeah. And a bunch of body rolls, and then, yeah. Like, we all saw Magic Mike.
You with the dick martini shaking, sir, bitch.
Shake these nuts in your martini. See how you like that? Like these peach balls.
Ew.
Like, what are we doing here?
Ew, man. Nigga come to the joint dressed like Matt Hardy. Next thing you know, he in a thong. They like,
how do we get here?
Yeah, but women, a lot of women don't like that shit. And it's just like, yeah, that's, again, goes back to the overarching theory of don't touch me. Get away. Ew, yeah. I don't want no man just up on me.
You oiled up like motherfucking safari paws. You know what I'm saying? You got this coconut oil going. Ew. You're doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? You got glitter in your dreads. It's like, sir, what are you doing here? Like a man trying to be sexy is some awkward shit to watch.
It's some crazy shit.
It's some crazy shit to see. All we supposed to do is go to work, motherfucking earn, lead our families, sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? Buy some cologne here and there. Like, we ain't supposed to be sexy like that, yo.
Straight up. Like, even down to the, like the you ever see like the silk draws?
Oh man.
Yeah.
You a sick fucker.
They was like, would you ever do that? I'm like, nah, I ain't got
it. Silk draws and a robe that stopped right here and shit. You got the robe open. Like,
look like I'm about to paint. Got a damn smock on. Like, nah, man. Oh my God. But nah, that's real, and that's what I'm saying. Like the average sensible woman don't want no man touching her. That ain't her man.
Yeah, that's not indoctrination.
Or a man that she's in, you know, in that space with.
There's an indoctrination process that you go through to close the distance on a woman to get physical with.
You ever be in that space with a woman and then fall out of that space and then think you still in that space?
Yeah.
And you greet her and touch her a little. Yeah, like, because that's the way an average woman mind is supposed to work.
Yeah.
You ain't my nigga or one of my niggas. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck it is about it. I think there's something in that water that makes you bitches get knee deep in it.
Drink the swamp water.
Drink that water.
Right out the hands, too. Jah will bless you.
And next thing you know, you like rub my whole body. Because the think about it. I'm not making this shit up. The average everyday woman walks around with my body is like precious. You got to get to this. Mm-hmm. So the whole goings-ons of a man, and I saw one joint, the girl was on all fours.
Yeah,
I saw. Snoop Dogg. I'm talking about straight Snoop Dogg album cover. Like, the bitch was on all fours, asshole sticking north. And the nigga was rubbing fucking, you know, tartar sauce on her ass.
Horseradish.
Horseradish all over her cheek.
Curry man.
Like, it's all some sick ass shit, man. I would die if I seen my chick out there doing it. Like, I would literally faint. Like, you are not the person I thought you were.
You gotta remove yourself from the internet after that.
Like, whoa.
The secondhand embarrassment will be too much for me to take.
Whoa. Like, get out of that fucking pond.
Like, yeah, you ain't see the Jamaican boy had your girl in a figure four leg lock rubbing cocktail sauce on her, like, god damn, like, no, I missed that.
Yeah, paying, as a woman, paying for a happy ending
is crazy.
Is like, damn.
Literal insanity.
Like, because as a woman, you could realistically, like, have shit, and niggas would still,
just go to Lowe's.
Yeah.
Find you a hardworking man. Yo, like, hey, hardworking man with this tool belt on, you wanna give me some dick tonight?
Yo, straight up.
Yeah, I was about to, you know, build this wall, but, you know, now that you mention it, I can take off.
Yeah, said they need a new roof in the barn, but, yeah, I mean.
I can call out.
Yeah, because the niggas were passing for work supposedly all goddamn day long. That's just some sick, twisted shit. But I spoke this week with normal women, and I know, and that's the great part, like, it, you go to the internet and it's almost like you have to then unknow the women you know. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, I'm in a group chat with women, where I'm the only man. I'm like, right. William. Like, it's like, none of them would ever do that shit. No, like, and they're all, like, disgusted by the thought of this shit. So it's just crazy to see when you go to the internet and that's, like, a normal thing to the point now where you got, like, celebs and influencers that are pulling up. I saw Angel Reese in the raft order the other day. Why are you out there?
Like, number one, you're 6'8". We don't have a raft that fits you.
You ankle deep in the water.
We got a bamboo two rafts together just to have a raft for your big 6'8 ass.
Like, get out of that fucking pond and go. I love Angel Reese. I love what she did. I haven't seen her with a basketball or sweating since she won the national
at all.
Oh, I ain't seen Angel Reese do jack shit basketball related.
The successful at something tangible to influencer pipeline is crazy right now.
Yo, straight up.
Oh, you good at basketball? Influencer. Oh, you good at taxes? Influencer.
Yo. It's to the point now where because influencer culture is so prevalent, you think about this. And I'm not doing it today because whatever. But if I decided right now to take you and Big Dan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave y'all 5 vacation spots, right? I gave you Miami, Jamaica, Tulum, Vegas, Dubai, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of us have been to one of those places at one point or a time.
Yeah.
If one of us hasn't, somebody in this room has been to those 5.
Right.
Miami, Tulum, what'd I say?
Vegas.
Vegas. Jamaica and Dubai.
In Dubai.
If I was to tell all 3 of us without looking to write down the 5 things you know to do from social media in those 5 vacation spots, I think there'd be serious overlap.
Yeah.
Because everything now is the follow the trend of what.
Yeah, it's a checklist. If you don't do these things, if you don't do these things, you didn't have a lit trip.
Bingo. 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 And I talk to people and it's just like, you know, there's like, I remember when me and Lee went to Miami, we was in Coconut Grove. Then we went to the shoot 'em up. I remember when I posted the joint, the loading, locked and loaded. Motherfuckers was hitting me like, where is that at? I'm like, it's in Miami. And they're like, if we're like, it's close to the beach. I'm like, no, nigga.
It's close to the beach.
I'm like, you have to leave and go to other parts of Miami. Like, it's, you know, it's other parts. Like, Philadelphia has like the Northeast, exactly. Center City, Roxborough. Like, there are other parts of the city. But it's like all y'all know is wet willies and scooters. You know, mm-hmm. Water ice scooters. You know, you it should Big Pink for breakfast. Remember that was it? Like, it's all these cultural things that you just learn from the internet. So it's like that Jamaica rap shit. I was saying it yesterday. I remember going to like Ocho's Rios. Was like, you went to Mars.
Right.
Like, whoa, you went to the ocean.
Oh, you went to Big Jamaica.
Big Jamaica. Yeah, straight up. And now it's just like follow the trends or whatever you see on social media is fucking crazy. Like,
yeah, thank God. I just want to, thank Allah that none of my sisters or cousins or women I care about in my family have been spotted on them rafts getting rubbed down with liquid metal or whatever the hell it is that they using over there. So I just want to thank all of them for not embarrassing our family legacy that way. I appreciate y'all and I love y'all.
Straight up, man. But let's start the show where we wanted to start the show. Well, niggas was whipping ass down there in Alabama. We got to talk about it.
Oh, I got a theme music.
Oh, you got it?
Stop playing with these niggas. How we sound, Dan?
Hey, I'm really proud of y'all. Montgomery Brawl. Bitch. Not one, but them all.
Montgomery Brawl.
Shout out, bro, that could swim.
Montgomery Brawl.
Salute. Shit, really all of them.
Montgomery Brawl.
Shout out, Unc with the chair.
Montgomery Brawl.
Everybody that was there.
All right. Montgomery Brawl went down, man. I believe it was August 5th it went down. The videos and all of that started surfacing last Sunday, August 6th. I'm pinging. All right, so the videos started surfacing on August 6th. And essentially, the Montgomery Brawl has gone down in the annals of black history of black unity, community activism.
Bruh.
What other
reparations?
Fuck around and finding out for them crackers. And it's one of the few times in history where white people kicked off some shit, black people in turn whooped ass, and the white people got held accountable as far as the legal ramifications of the situation for being agitators and instigators in the situation.
So I walked in the house Lee was on the couch looking at her phone.
Okay.
And it was loud as shit. The video, yeah. She was just screaming, and she's always watching something on TikTok or you whatever. And I heard it, walked in the bathroom, I heard it again, came out the bathroom. I'm like, yo, what are you watching? She was like, this crazy ass fight that happened in Alabama. And I'm like, when she said Alabama, I'm like, was it Rich Boy? And like, you know, I'm thinking like, who is it? And she's like, no, it was like these black people on a boat. They was trying to park the boat, like one of those like Spirit of Philadelphia thing. And they rolled on the black boat worker, and all the black people got off the boat and just came down the dock. She's like, they were swimming to the fight. I'm like, hold on. Swimming to the fight? What the fuck are you talking about? So then she showed it to me, and I'm just, what? I'm like, you know, I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, what do you mean they were swimming to the fight?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm like, yo, when I watched it, you know what I'm saying? It was like, what the fuck? Like, the nigga dead ass swam across the joint. You know what I'm saying?
So they catching wreck. Like, it reminded me of, there was a viral video that some shit that took place in Philly a couple years ago. You might remember it. Somebody was driving past, like, through a neighborhood, and they seen a nigga getting jumped. And they was like, this nigga raped my sister. He was like, he raped your sister? Oh, man, I gotta get some of this. And jumped out the car and started fucking boy up, and then jumped back in the car. His girl was like, get in the car!
You having too much fun.
This girl's like, get in the car.
Yeah, apparently the umbo who swam across the gym was 16 years old.
Oh man.
He was a child. You know what I'm saying?
Catch a major wreck.
Yeah. He swam across the little water there, and crazy part of it is he took his boots off after he got out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, after he got out, he removed his boots, and then they started. Whew. What was your favorite three parts of the video?
So the Bobby Shmurda hat throw, the kick it off, which was like the unofficial signal to the black community to assemble.
They got t-shirts with him throwing a hat in the air now. That's like a thing.
So that's number one. It's going to sound bad, but fuck it. Homegirl in the light blue getting melted like four times in a row had me on the floor, because I guess she caught herself trying to defend her boyfriend, and them niggas was not having nobody that was defending none of the original perpetrators. That shit took me out.
The crazy part is the three white people that courted the worst was all women.
All women.
And like, the men kind of like got their ass whipped, but the women, it was like...
The one girl got speed beat, and then she tossed her in the river. She tossed her in the river. And tossed her in the river.
The girl who beat her speed looked like Leslie Jones from the jaw. That shit was crazy as fuck.
Speed beat the shit out of her. And of course, Unk with the chair, man. I don't know where Unk got the chair from, but he turned that shit from a simple Royal Rumble match to tables, ladders, and chairs in an instant. And he went to work with that chair.
The white girl got speed beat and thrown in the river. Big Red Grandma who got hit with the chair. And the white boy who dove out of the getting rolled on.
He said, oh no.
I said the other day, if you're ever in a situation that you're getting your ass whipped and your only resolution is to dive headfirst into a river, it's like, damn.
There's too much pressure on the dock.
There's too much shit going down on land. I got like, yo, I ain't never been in a fight and just have to Gordon Phillips my way up out of this jaw. Like, fuck this.
I have a question, and maybe y'all can help me with this. My question is, where did the ferry return from where it was like every nigga on board didn't have a shirt on? Like, what was going on the ferry that it was like shirts optional?
I said the other day, what kind of ferry was it where you get this many niggas who are ready to ride at the drop of a dime?
In broad daylight.
Like, my man was like, you know how here we got like vans that go to prison? They probably use ferries.
That was a just coming home ferry. That was from the fucking... from the prison.
Taking niggas and see niggas in jail on the ferry. We can take the ferry and go see bro.
It was a mass release.
That shit was insane, yo.
Yo, the funniest part, when the mayor got on the mic, they was like, yeah, we're not gonna have a speech or a press release from the mayor. The mayor walked up to the mic and was like, whew, all right.
Montgomery Brawl.
Yo, Man, like, I don't know what the fuck to say. They was fucking tweaking out
that
there.
That joint went down in history.
Yo, the cops legitimately was just like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And you know, cops for the most part just imply authority. No matter what the issue is, we know we can imply authority whenever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so much chaos. And they were legit, like, you could tell because you could hear the people, like, they started it.
Yeah.
To where it's just like, yo, what's happening right now? And that's the way the cops was just kind of looking around. And the cops was basically like, you know what? Do y'all thing. Just don't take it too far.
Right.
That's why when old head board the chair and smacked upside
down, like, oh, I got you,
man. Behind your back, nigga. Damn. Like, that was,
whew. Somehow, some way, he wiggled out of the on-the-spot arrest.
Oh, he did?
And they put out a press release once they did the video recognition and all of that to figure out who he was, and then they issued a warrant, and then he turned himself in.
Ah.
But he was on the lam. He was in the mix. Yeah. He was in the mix, you know what I'm saying? So it was just one of them joints where it was just like, yo, it was so many different things transpiring all at one time that you just like, holy shit, yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
It was a crazy day. It was a crazy wild joint. And like you said, at the end of it, they really locked up all the way.
The whole family.
So apparently it was like one whole family.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And they said the ferry was waiting for like 44 minutes or some shit like that. That's what caused the whole everything. Yeah. Like, we've been asked y'all to move.
Yeah, the end of the day, man, I understood it and I felt for the worker because I understand and empathize with that.
Yeah.
Like, you're at work and you're trying to be understanding, you're trying to be reasonable because your job is like, yo, you better show some professionalism. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You won't get fired not being professional. And he's like, yo, please just move the boat.
Yeah, I've been here for 40 minutes.
Like, all y'all gotta do is move the boat up. Why is this such a thing? To the point where he moved the boat up. He moved the boat up with a paddle.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know what kind of Abraham shit you was on, but he moved the shit with a paddle.
What type of planks you been doing this past week?
Straight up, your core is amazing, nigga. Like, but he moved the boat with a paddle, and they literally came back like, why the fuck you touch our boat? And he literally is trying to reckon with him and explain. He can't just haul off and tee off on him. Even after the first one kneed him and pushed him and he fell, and he got up and started to fight back.
Yeah.
When the second one came and jumped on his back, then the girl started. And that's the crazy part. People was like, they had to do that to the girls. I'm like, the girls was in him.
Right. Y'all in it.
Y'all in it. Welcome.
Yeah. Then y'all kept inserting yourselves back in it because y'all called yourselves trying to protect, you know what I'm saying, y'all boyfriends, y'all husbands, whatever, y'all brothers, whatever the fucking case may be. Yeah. And everybody got treated. It was a bad joint all the way around, man.
Straight up.
My favorite part of all of this, the aftermath, was, did you see the video of the guy that got beat up, the brother or whatever? And he was like, he was on TikTok and he was like, he's got the fucking two black eyes. He looked like a raccoon. He got the shit in he got the tissue in his nose, blood in his mouth. And he's like, turns out that 65-year-old man can really fucking throw him. And then the TikTok just cuts off.
Turns out that 65-year-old man could really throw.
But he got the fucking shit in his nose, so it's real nasally. Turns out that 65-year-old man could really fucking throw.
Turns out he could really throw. That's funny as shit, man. Yeah, end of the day, they whipped some good ass down there. You know,
that was a quality beating.
And something that one of my friends brought up was like, what is it that made it such a moment? And I'm like, I'm going to keep it a buck with you, yo. And I know nobody probably wants to hear this, but niggas have been beaten down so bad.
Yeah.
We've had so many systemic issues. We've had so, not trying to be funny. Do you understand that if this situation, this same situation happened 170 years ago,
niggas get hanged.
Niggas get hung by that. Like, so end of the day, it just was like, to see niggas whipping that much white ass, and they, like, did you see the nigga who was posing in the middle of the nigga taking pictures?
Yep.
It was just like, damn. And I told him, the best part of it is, you can rewatch it, because he was like, people are mad that, like, because one of the girls, she got, like, flamed, apparently, on Twitter, because she was like, all right, when is we going to be done with it?
Yeah.
And the boy was like, never, bitch. And, cause and it's funny, because I was saying to him, you can rewatch it over and over and over again, and you focus in
on a different part,
person,
yeah,
and only watch them for the entire video. Mm-hmm. That's how I found the ball jumping into the river.
Yeah,
I'm like, look at this motherfucker right here.
Did you peep that as the week went on, the videos got progressively clearer? It got to the point where that shit was HD.
Yeah, at the end of the joint, did you notice the one cop shoved the white lady when he was trying to book the nigga? The white lady came in, he's like, "Get your ass back."
Let me tell you something. Get your ass back.
But apparently that family owns like some mini marts or something down there. And they were saying how the people were boycotting them.
Yeah, I know they did the Yelp bomb shit and all of that shit.
Yeah, and you know, at the end of the day, yo, people are like, black people been through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So sometimes, yo, you like, you know, I said it the other day, like, reparations probably ain't coming. Right. It's just probably not.
We can go ahead and cancel that.
We can go ahead and try to figure some other things out. You know, that's probably not coming. But to see that, like, understand that, like, there's no right or wrong, but there's, like, an unwritten, like, not trying to be funny, for as much shit as y'all like giving Tupac, let's keep it real, Pac shot them cops.
Yeah.
Because they was fucking with a black person.
Yep, he just pulled up like, wait, what's going on?
What's going on, dear mama? Turn the key head up. Down.
Turn his digital underground down and see what the fuck is going on right here.
Turn this down.
Lit them cops the fuck up.
At the end of the day, Pac pulled up and saw black people getting accosted by white cops who were, you know, they were drunk.
Yeah.
They were like under the influence and shit, yeah. And Pac got out there and shot them cops. So sometimes, you know, it's just, that's the way it go. Like, we have an unwritten thing where it's like, you black, I'm black, and I don't know if people really understand that, but like, you ever be somewhere and it's just hella white, and you see somebody black, and y'all just look at each other like, all right, now.
Yeah, like, watch your back.
Yeah. And you kind of in that moment like, all right, I got my man.
Yeah, but kick off with the race war and jump off.
I got my man.
I got an ally.
Yeah, I got my guy.
I can fuck Fred up over here.
What's your name, boss? Like, you got somebody in. And to see it in that manner, where they were coming from high, from low, to see main man swim. Like I said the other day, do you know how angry you got to be to swim to a rumble?
Swim to the rumble.
I'm not working out on my way to the fight. And I work out. I'm not. If I, like, you nigga, when I'll tell you right now, I crossed this motherfucker here, guys, and nigga, your ass. Like, I'm not swimming across a lake for the rumble.
Nah, he was intense.
But you really got to feel a way to, like, go after somebody
in that manner.
And it wasn't, he don't know him.
Yeah.
I don't know him. He just a black man out here, and y'all not going to jump on him. Fuck that.
Yep.
And that was, it was beautiful. Yeah. And I know we got white fans, and I know, because, you know, I've heard little rumblings and shit. And it's just like, it ain't even no racist shit. It ain't even on no race shit. It's just like, it was dope to see people you know that were like your people.
Yeah.
And they ain't your people.
Yeah.
That was just cool to see.
They showed up and showed out. And to your earlier point, I don't know that 7 years ago in Montgomery, Alabama, niggas don't get hanged for some shit like this.
Yeah.
Because the whole George Floyd situation flipped the script and changed the lens on how people view certain situations like this. And with that in mind, it's like, we gonna lock up the people that kicked this off and not the people that reacted to what the fuck they did.
Right.
So kudos to law enforcement for getting it right for once in motherfucking life and holding the people that started all of this shit accountable.
Straight up and down. It was wonderful to watch. I'm still watching.
Yeah, soup to nuts. It was magnifique. It was perfect.
Yeah. End of the day, man, y'all hit that man and y'all assaulted that man and y'all jumped on that man. Y'all mamas and y'all me mamas and y'all sisters and all of that jumped in it and started doing shit that didn't have to be done. You bought that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bought that. They gave your ass a receipt and your change. You got to go ahead. It's yours. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
So, shout out to all them down there in Alabama. What else was prevalent this week?
Tory Lanez, man. They gave him a dom.
Ah, beloved.
Beloved. I want to say this, man. I've been very vocal from years ago when this kicked off that I thought, like, Tory Lanez was guilty and that he was moving very shaky as it related to this whole situation and he was legally setting up himself to take the fall for this
you
shit.
You know what's funny is listening back to the show that we did with Mona, the first one,
yeah.
You were like flaming mad that me and Mona didn't care.
Yeah.
That like, because we was like, Tory, you take was high. And you just like, you can't fucking shoot a fire.
and the city of Los Angeles and the state of California agree with me. You can't shoot a pop star. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he laid out all of these different breadcrumbs over the last 3 years to make it to where what happened to him was almost like expected. Yeah. Where it's like Tony Yayo said the most straightforward and realest shit you can say about this situation, which is, I've never seen a situation where somebody got accused of shooting somebody. The person that they allegedly shot is alive. And they're going to trial. You should be actively trying to take a plea deal for this, because going to trial, you're going to get fried. You have a person saying, this person shot me. Mm-hmm. You can't come to trial and fight that. Yeah. You just fucking can't. Can we pause for a second? I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right, you
can't, like, gotta go.
All right.
Saturday, August 26th, Sunday, August 27th, TRP weekend. Live show starring Mona. After party, Mona, the whole Don't Call Me White Girl crew was popping out with us at Reserve. Make sure y'all there for that. And then Sunday, we got TRP Nation brunch. Tickets are starting to actually pick up for that. So shout out to everybody that got y'all tickets already. Go to officialtrpe.com. Grab your tickets to everything. We want to see y'all in attendance in the building, man. Shout out to 14th and Margaret for sponsoring the whole situation and empowering us to do what we do. If you're not on Patreon, get on Patreon right now. 7-day free trial on the VIP tier, patreon.com/officialtrpe.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, that very simple, straightforward, you know, notion of like, yo, why would you push through with a case where there's an overwhelming amount of evidence, there's an overwhelming amount of, you know, conjecture and all of that and public discourse that's going on and unfolding with this. And it's like, just through the process of elimination, if it's four people in the car, we know the driver didn't do it, we know the girl didn't shoot herself, and then you went on Instagram and said that Kelsey didn't do it, and Kelsey fucking called the management team and said, oh my God, Tory shot Meg. Like, the process of elimination all points to you. And it's like, as phenomenal as Playboy album was, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that this motherfucker doesn't at least look very guilty, whether he did it or not. It's like, but if you can't offer up a reasonable alternative to you being the trigger man, then I don't know, like, what to tell you. You know what I mean? And it's a situation where, once, if he had a good attorney, once Kelsey explores the immunity option on the stand and the state attorney and the judge and all that confer that she has global immunity and all that and can't be prosecuted for what she said, his attorney is supposed to rip her to shreds,
right,
and cross and try to pull out all of the missing elements of, was there a fight? Were y'all all having sex with Tory? Is that the cause of this? Has Megan done this to you before? Blah, blah, blah. And his attorney had the wide open lane to do that and let her off the hook. So it was like, the number one grounds, if I was him, that I'm filing for an appeal on is ineffective legal counsel.
Yeah.
And just the simple fact that his original attorney, the female that worked on the OJ trial or whatever, she was a much more equipped attorney to handle this, but I guess he disagreed with her legal strategy. And because of that, he disagreed with her legal strategy and recused her from the case because of that and went with a much less experienced attorney.
Right.
And when you're fighting for your life, you got to bring the fight for my life legal team. Right. Not like LA's rising star fucking homeowners association attorney or whatever the fuck George was. Like, you just can't do that. And if you got to go broke defending your freedom, that's what the fuck you got to do. Yeah. Or just not shoot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot outside of Kylie Jenner's house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they gave the boy 10 years. He'll probably do something in the five, six
range. Six. He already got credit for 305 days in the sentencing date.
You know, does bring everything to a halt as far as, you know, everything you were doing.
Yeah.
Now, granted, your back catalog will get a boost because
crazy,
you know,
boost.
You know, that's just the way it go. So there'll be money generated.
And I would hope that you have, you know, you use the last 3 years when you, 2.5 years when you were out to record as much music as humanly possible so that you can have a catalog in circulation while you're in jail.
I hate to be that guy, but he has a big following and he has a lot of people who are like not fucking with the belief that he shot Meg.
Yeah.
So as crazy as it sounds, he's still gonna have a following, if not a bigger following. I tried to explain this to all of y'all. Look at Gunna.
Yeah.
Gunna literally is doing better than he probably's ever been doing. It is just the way. Did you see the video of the dude running up on him leaving?
Yeah.
That was so weird. And it's just like.
Nigga, gun of the rat.
Yeah, and then.
All of that
for his security. Like, what you say?
Again?
I said, nigga, gunner.
What else you say?
It's just like, y'all are going out sad. But like.
And that nigga was 48 years old or something like that. Like, he looked like he was drinking some old English or some wild Irish rose. And he got the courage to try to, you know, treat this man like he a person in a fishbowl. And at the end of the day, he's still a man. Yo. He still has people that are employed in dispatch to deal with hecklers and goofy motherfuckers like you.
So as much as you might not be condoning or wit or whatever, you run up thinking you about to make a statement, you end up looking like a complete goofy.
Yep.
You look goofier than the nigga you think is the goofy in the situation. How does that work?
And in the name of clout, the motherfucker still posted it. You took the L here
you
and you still
whole
posted
it. You took the L and still posted this shit.
Oh man, I'm gonna get my shit off.
Yeah,
fuck that.
You could just delete this.
Let him know Big Earl from Arkansas ain't with that rat shit.
Let him know.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
Big Earl from Arkansas.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Speaking about old English, have you been paying attention to the hip hop's 50 years?
Yes, man.
Yo, man. Old English has done a number on our pioneers, man.
Shane don't got none of these.
Dog, Shane.
The whole top row, he's just whistling.
Shane didn't bring a tooth to the hip hop pioneers luncheon. Rap is one of those things where you get in and you make as much money as possible. The way I look at rap is the same way I look at independent contractors as opposed to somebody taking a job with a pension.
Right.
As an independent contractor, you should make a boatload of money, more money than most people make, and then you should invest that money into other things and set up to when you're not making that money.
Right. Anymore.
As opposed to the average person who goes to work every day for 35 years and then you retire and it's like, here goes enough money to pay your bills till you die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And pioneers of rap, they were like independent contractors. They legitimately came in at a time period where there wasn't a lot of money generated.
Right.
And the little bit of money that was generated went to Jerry Heller, David Geffen, the usual suspects. And seeing our pioneers of rap and seeing it just how like life has hit them. I'm talking about, because you know, you were living that party lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
drinking old English till you black out. Shooting dice till 4 a.m, smoking mad tie and all of that shit.
And then turbos later on.
and you see that like, yo, they don't have like, they all look pretty bad.
Yeah, very few if any of them save for a rainy day.
Like, not trying to be funny. You know Jay-Z is only 3 years older than Melly Mel. I mean, 3 years younger than Melly Mel.
Yeah. Him and LL are like the same.
I'm sorry, MC Shan.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is 3 years younger than MC Shan.
Yeah. Jay and LL are like the same age.
Dog, Jay looks like, and I make jokes all the time about him being 75, but it's like, Jay don't look 75.
No.
Nas is literally like 4 years younger than Jay. Nas looks like he's 28.
Yeah.
That nigga look like a 20-year-old.
Money will keep you young, won't it?
Money will make you young as shit.
Dog. Jay-Z been young hoe for 38 years.
Dog, I get some money, I'm getting hair. All that shit back in effect. Like, dead ass, when you see these guys and you really like let it sink in, like seeing Kool G Rap come out on the stage, I'm just like, yo, G Rap look crazy, yo. Yeah. Like, the pioneers of rap, man, they caught a bad break.
No, they did. And it's like, you know, the cream out of that class of those golden age rappers and all of that, the cream has risen because Rakim is still viable. He got a song right now with Lotto. Big Daddy Kane is still touring, getting 10 to 20,000 a night. And he's still viable. And he got a crazy pop at the BET Awards. It's like certain people that made that timeless music, that those classic records and all of that shit, their shit sustained itself over a certain amount of time, even though it only existed in like a 5 or 6 year window. They did enough for it to be sustainable for 30 plus more years. But the ones that didn't, it's like, yo, they all the way like down on their dicks.
I just looked it up. G-Rap is the same age as Hov. That's crazy.
Niggas is peers.
Yeah. Yeah, straight peer. And it's crazy because you don't even look at Nas or Jay or Snoop or any of them in that class of like those guys. But they dead ass, yo. When I went and looked it up, I'm like, yo, Jay really only 3 years younger than Shan. But Shan seems like an entire generation away. Think about it.
Yeah.
Because Jay-Z's spark was 98.
Right.
Shan, Queen, the bridge was over in 86. Like, how did this happen? Where y'all only 3 years apart, yeah, but your careers are from two completely different time periods in life.
And the thing is,
crazy as fuck,
and the
man.
Thing is, it's like there's so much of peers. Like Jay would have been like a sophomore in high school when Shan was a senior.
Exactly.
Like exactly. It's like y'all are direct peer. Y'all would have at any level of fucking like educational process, y'all would have been directly in the throes of one another.
I saw a video the other day, and it was like man performing special ed. I got it made, and I'm watching it. I thought it was like one of those like river workers from Jamaica.
Yeah.
And he was performing the shit, and the people was in the joint like, damn, Ed still got it a little bit. I'm like, wait, that is special Ed. God damn. Like, what in the world? Like, the pioneers, man, my heart, it breaks for them sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they didn't get to live the wild ass, you know, like, look at now. You get one hit, you set.
Ice Spice literally had one record. She had Munch, and she was able to negotiate a $7 million record deal and a cut of her masters out the gate with Universal Motown.
And now she's on her, like, eighth or ninth smash. I saw her monthly Spotify listeners is higher than, like, Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
It's higher than Cardi B right now.
She just got the Billboard Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, the year's not over. They like, yeah, this shit is wrapped up. She 8 for 8 on top 10s on Billboard. Yeah. This shit is a wrap. Yeah. Nobody is coming out and doing it.
Straight up. I feel bad for the pioneers where it's just like,
They existed in a dead ball era.
I watched the Ice-T Origins of Hip Hop the other day.
Yeah.
Yo, it was so much, like, bad jewelry. Because you know them 80s niggas wear that, like, those 78mm watches.
Yeah.
And they were those real big, nasty Cubans. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm just looking at them like...
Yeah, that ain't no Miami Cuban. That's just a Cuban. Nah, that's a Cuban Cuban.
Yeah, that's a Minnesota Cuban. Yeah. Yeah, the hip-hop 50, and you know, I get it, man. You know, it's been 50 years. You know, hip-hop is 50 years old. I think I'm over it. And you know what I saw the other day? People are like mad that Jay-Z didn't like attend none of the festivals.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Jay is like, well, it's hard to attend that shit when I got a meeting tomorrow with American Express.
Right.
You know, I'm being serious.
Dead serious. The 4040 at the Barclays Center is presented by American Express.
I got a meeting tomorrow with Visa, nigga. Like, I can't come to this shit, y'all. Y'all, for Melly Mel... And did you hear Melly Mel diss for Eminem?
Man, Melly Mel brought out the 77 flow. And use a sucker and use a chunk. And if you run into Melly Mel, you get lumped. And it's like, what in the hot tub time machine is going on here?
He said, you done made Melly Mel pick up his pen. That boy Eminem on drugs again. What the fuck is this? Yo, man. I'm cripping.
I've never seen somebody be so instrumental.
Oh, shit,
I've never seen somebody be so instrumental in the advancement of a culture where once upon a time, Melly Mel was the elite pen.
He was with Grandmaster.
Wrote the message.
He wrote the message.
He wrote the most important rap record of the decade.
Yeah, shit. The first 20.
It's
either that or Sugar Hill Gang.
And like, now... He's a meme.
Yo,
like, he's Melly Mel is a literal meme, yo. That nigga got the Ra's al Ghul mustache. He be wearing them crazy muscle shirts. He got a fedora that matched the muscle shirts.
Ra's al Ghul.
What the fuck? He look like he run the League of Shadows. The whole center of the mustache is no mustache.
Facebook was like, yo, when they do the Black Power Rangers, they got to make Melly Mel Zordon. And put him in the glass. I'm like, yo, man. Melly Mel, crazy.
Get Melly Mel the fuck out of here. I had the displeasure of watching like 14 clips of Melly Mel hate on every rapper on earth.
Oh, the Vlad shit?
No, it was Cam Capone News.
Capone.
Or The Art of Dialogue. One of them. They the same fucking show. He hated on Jay-Z, Tupac, Drake, Eminem. I say, yo, who do you like?
Yo, man.
Melly Mel and Dr. J are the same nigga. Dog. Different sports. Yeah. Rap, yeah. Basketball, they the same nigga, just completely out of touch.
Melly Mel, dead ass. The dude, he do like I guess like reaction videos on YouTube to like tracks, the music or whatever. And he got like a big John. He was like, it came up on my Facebook like it's the reels.
Yeah.
Like so-and-so reacts to Melly Mel's diss track. And I cut it on. He played a little bit of it. And he was like jamming with it. And he like, ooh. Like he was doing the faces whenever Melly Mel finished a punchline. He like, ooh, okay. And it got done or whatever. He was like, yeah, all that I was doing was fake. That's the worst diss track I've ever heard in my life. He's like, I'm going as far as saying Melly Mel has dropped the worst diss track
of all time. History, yo.
And Joe, you definitely right. He pulled out the 1979, like the first record.
The first flow.
Yeah.
Because then you had the initial flow, and then, which is the Sugar Hill / Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five flow. Then Modi changed the flow. Mm-hmm. Then LL changed the flow. Then Kane changed the flow, and then Rakim changed the flow that Nas adopted, and then that became the standard for a long time.
To be all the way fair, Big Daddy Kane is in the same vein as like Hov and Biggie.
Yes,
he was like there, and Rakim was like Nas, all of them, AZ, everybody else. So yeah, it's crazy to see Melly Mel bring out the initial light. He really said that y'all done made Melly Mel pick up his pants. Silly as shit. You got anything else you want
to know? He probably had a coast to coast reference in that show. Like old school rappers love talking about something was happening coast to coast.
I got the people rocking all over the world.
Like the people in your house not even rocking to this. Like what are you talking about all over the world, Melly Mel? The fuck is wrong with you?
Yo, man, I'm cramping up. I need a water.
Melly Mel, crazy as shit, man.
Yo, man, people in your house.
Yo, Dad, you recording? Turn that shit off, yo. Because I know that's home studio work.
Yo, man.
He's setting up the laptop. He's like, how you work this shit? Show me how to. Come out here, son. Show me how to set up the Pro Tools, man. I'm about to let this sucker know what's going on.
We're white boy talking crazy.
This honky talking crazy to the God. I guarantee you, like, Redhead Kingpin is in his top 10 MCs and some shit.
Yo, man.
Tracy G from the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? You gotta give it to Tracy G. Like, he could be naming mad obscure rappers.
Oh, my God, man. Like,
he's a wild bull.
I gotta play some of this. Like a meteor hit it up with Melly Mel. He lost his ass to Royce. Why you mad? Now you look bad. Like a roach just crawled out of your book bag. Like a roach just crawled by his book bag. With no sucker, but you got a sucker to backlash. The top five cap. You the piss just on the floor. In the elevator of crap. Why you ducking on the game when you shit on my name? Why they put Pee Wee Herman in the Hall of Fame? That's another one from the first generation. Pee Wee Herman reference. Always a Pee Wee Herman reference.
Get Melly Mel out of here, man.
He said you the piss on the elevator floor of the rap game. Fucking nonsense. Yo, because you know niggas left, they never left the project.
Yeah, so no. That's easy. We live here. We in
that's
here.
That's an easy bar. Oh, shit. Are they just coming into this show or are we doing a whole
nah, we can cut a whole other one.
Okay. You got anything else
for I got nothing else for this, man. Make sure y'all go to officialtrp.com, get y'all tickets, man, to the weekend. We got another special show coming up for y'all, dropping immediately after this, man. One day, two episodes. Shout out to everybody that's already got their tickets. If y'all don't, again, go to officialtrp.com. Also go to patreon.com/officialtrpe. Free 7-day trial with all new memberships on the VIP tier. Everything that we do is powered, empowered by, and sponsored by 14th and Market, the number one black advertisement and marketing agency in the world. Shout out Jay Petty, shout out Jim Money, and the whole team at 14th and Market for supporting TRPE and Absolutely. Everything that we do, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. We out.